It's Colorado Matters. I'm Elaine Grant. People travel to the ends of the earth to watch birds, but starting today, bird lovers around the globe are encouraged to stay close to home. That's what the Great Backyard Bird Count is all about. People don't have to go much further than their front doors to report the birds they see. Scott Minow of Wild Birds Unlimited in Denver spoke with Ryan Warner.
Scott, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, Ryan.
Why have a backyard bird count? You know, why observe from where people are?
Well, we figure most bird watchers watch birds in their own yards, whether they have bird feeders there or they just notice changes, seasonal changes that are going on in their yards. So we call it Great Backyard Bird Count, even though you could go to a park, you could go to your favorite lake, you could go down the street or right to your backyard or your front yard and watch. Something to bring people in that maybe haven't watched birds much before, haven't identified a lot of birds, but also to be able to participate in citizen science in the midwinter.
We're going to talk about the scientific implications of this in a moment. As we said, people are doing this all over the globe. Give me some sense of how many species we might see flying overhead in Colorado. How do we compare as a
Colorado is interesting as a state because it is number 10 in the number of identified species in the United States. Being number 10, we have more bird species identified, 491 species identified in Colorado, more than any other non-border U.S. to Mexico border or coastal, non-coastal state.
I see. So for an inland landlocked state, we're doing pretty well in terms of numbers. And is that birds that would dwell here or just ones that might be flying through?
Flying through or accidentally got here or got blown off course. Because last year during the 2012 Great Backyard Bird Count, in Colorado we had 149 species counted for the weekend.
149.
Now, in your backyard, you might be lucky over the period of a year or more, especially if you have a mature landscape, to be able to see 30, 45 species. If you're in more of a rural area rather than suburban or urban, you might see over 100 species in a year.
What would be the sort of holy grail to see in Colorado?
The holy grail?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because just since 2006, there have been 9 new species added to the Colorado checklist. So you never know what might be next. For me, it might be the pileated woodpecker, which, of course, is a smaller cousin of the ivory-billed woodpecker.
Which is, there's some debate about whether that is an extinct bird or not.
There's a lot of debate.
Yeah. But the pileated woodpecker. There's a little sound sample of that bird. This, I imagine, is an experience for the eyes. Is it also an experience for the ears? In other words, are there people who report birds by hearing them rather than seeing them?
Yes, especially if you are certain of the sounds. You're familiar with the sounds. But then again, at this time of the year, there aren't that many birds singing. We have heard house finches already singing, and we'll hear chickadees singing. So some of the more common birds people can recognize by ear. But those can count on the Great Backyard Bird Count as long as you're certain of the species.
The chickadee.
Part of citizen science, and this is where amateurs, backyard bird watchers, can report online into the Cornell Lab of Ornithology that is supported by Audubon Society also. They can report online, and then scientists can see trends and then see where further research might need to be done from those trends that they see from citizens.
I understand that in abstract, but let's get more specific. In other words, what is a trend that a scientist would say, well, that's odd. Let's look into that.
The evening grosbeak has been in decline over the years. And more recently, we've seen an uptick in evening grosbeaks coming into backyards. Scientists are postulating that there is a relationship in their food source, the pine beetles killing off trees, reducing the food source. So it's a hypothesis that they're starting to test, but it's something that they got from bird watchers going out, counting numbers, and looking at records over the years.
How much can depend just on the weather of the day, though? There could be kind of micro trends and macro trends going on here.
And this is something that is recorded with the Great Backyard Bird Count. They want to know whether it was cloudy or sunny, how much snow there was on the ground, what time of day you were watching, in the length of period. Now, you only have to watch for 15 minutes or longer, but you record what those changes are in the weather that could affect the population of birds also.
All of this information is uploaded and then centralized.
It is. You can go to birdcount.org, and that'll take you right to the site. It tells you how to count. You can download tally sheets. You can even participate in a photo contest. The fun part, I find, is going back and seeing what happened, what other people counted in addition to you. What was the most common bird in Denver? What was the most common bird in Littleton? And you can go back and find out how many people were counting there, how many checklists were submitted, how many individuals of birds were seen in your city or in the entire state of Colorado.
Are you going to be doing some counting, Scott? I know you have some coordinating to do, certainly.
But yes, and mine will depend on activity in my store, because since we cater to backyard bird feeders, we encourage them to participate in a Great Backyard Bird Count, but I'll be working all weekend. So what we're going to do is we're going to count the birds on the feeders in front of our store and then submit that information.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Scott Minow is an ambassador for the Great Backyard Bird Count. He also owns a store in Denver called Wild Birds Unlimited. The count begins today and goes through Monday. Find out how to participate at cpr.org. And we'd love it if you'd tweet your best bird photos using the hashtag CPRBirds. We'll also post some of the pictures that come into the CPR News Facebook page. Again, on Twitter, the hashtag CPRBirds for photos of your feathered friends. That's Colorado Matters for today from Colorado Public Radio.